Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The story of The Little Mermaid is presented by the Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts. Performances begin February 22nd. Walter Allen is the show's director and joins me by phone for a preview. Walter, good to talk to you.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's jump right in, or should I say dive right in. where does the story begin?
Well, the story opens with a ship sailing on the seas, and you meet Prince Eric, who is searching for his moment in life, and while the rest of the kingdom is looking for his queen. We quickly dive below the surface of the ocean to meet the merfolk that rule the ocean, including King Triton. And we learn about his daughter, Ariel, who she's a free spirit. She doesn't always follow directions. She doesn't always live up to her father's expectations. And she has this amazing curiosity for the world above the surface of the ocean, and she wants to go explore it. And through the course of the show, she does reach the surface. She saves Eric from drowning during a storm at sea. She falls in love with him at first sight, much as the case in many Disney movie and story. And she makes a deal with her father's sister, who is an evil sea witch, Ursula, to transform into human for 3 days in order to woo her prince. And if she can get her prince to kiss her, then she'll remain human forever and live that life.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that comes with a cost. She loses her voice, which is what Eric knows her by when she saved him during the storm. Over the course of the next 3 days, you see Eric falling in love with this young girl who has no voice, and Ariel trying to convince him that she is the one that he loves. And to find out whether or not they do find each other in me, you'll just have to come see the show, I guess.
Remind us of some of the main characters. We talked about the prince. We talked about Ariel and her father and, of course, Ursula. Some of the other characters and the actors in those roles.
King Triton's sidekick, Sebastian, who's a little crab played by, the show is Double Cat. So we have two actors playing many of the principal roles. This is played by Jackson Culp and Jonathan Spence, both of them tremendous talents. You have Ariel's sidekick, Flounder, who's a little guppy of a fish, played by Ben Mathern and Brody Spence. They're both doing an amazing job. Then you have the hilariously funny Scuttle, who is a seagull, who thinks he knows everything there is to know about human stuff. You're probably familiar with the fork that he calls a dingle hopper and the pipe that he calls a star flat. And this is played by two great actresses, Aslan Tucker and Lucy Sarter. And it's going to be an excellent show with all these different characters, wonderful actors and actresses that we have at Strauss Youth Academy.
Lots of great musical numbers in the show. Share about some of the tunes.
In addition to some of the classic tunes, like Part of Your World, sung by Ariel, played by Hannah McNew and Bailey Regan, as well as Under the Sea, which is Sebastian's song, as well as the full cast, there are some new songs that were created just for Broadway that you'll hear in this production, including a song sung by the six Mer-sisters, Ariel's sisters, called She's in Love, which is this great kind of doo-wop number where the girls are trying to figure out just what's not right with Ariel and why she's been acting funny. And, of course, it's because she's fallen in love with Eric. So that's a great number that comes directly from Broadway.
Walter, how have you gone about creating the underwater scenes and the imagery in the show?
Well, this has been one of the most difficult shows I've ever directed in my 20 years of working in theater. Because the scenes do move from place to place underwater, it's not as definitive as dropping in a flat that has a street background and then dropping in a flat that has a hillside background.
Right.
So what we've done is we've used fabric and fabric and fabric, and we've created blue flags and silver stretches of fabric that actors, who are known as the sea chorus, trail across the stage and wave across the stage and dance with across the stage to create this movement of water. And they lift them up and raise them down as we go above the surface and below the surface. And it creates this flow, this magic that hopefully will transport the audience where they need to go within the water.
Yeah. Oh, how challenging is it creating and maintaining a sense of being underwater with the actors?
You know, these actors are so amazingly talented. They, when I asked them to remember where they were, that they were underwater, that, or if they were moving on land, or if they were coming up onto the beach, and think about how to translate fish movements and crab movements and mermaid movements into the human body, they came up with so many amazing ideas, and we've refined them and worked with them, and they do such a good job at staying in that moment. It really hasn't been that hard of a challenge at all with these kids.
It'll really be interesting to see some of the things that they've come up with in presenting themselves, as you say, in an underwater scene. Well,
definitely.
Walter, what are the performance times, and how can you find out more about the show?
Well, we open our performances to the public on Saturday the 22nd at 2 o'clock. We have a show that night at 7 p.m., and the following Sunday, the 23rd, at 3 p.m. And then we have our follow-up performance March 1st, that's Saturday, at 2 p.m. We also have a very special event called the Under the Sea Character Brunch, where you can come at 11:30 a.m. next Saturday, the 22nd, and meet Ariel, Eric, Scuttle, Sebastian, Flounder, Ursula, and King Triton, as well as see all of the other sea creatures that are in the Under the Sea world. And have a great brunch with them, take photos with them, and just have a good time. All of those things, you can find out more about them and get tickets for them now online at www.StrausYouthAcademyForTheArts.com, or you can call our box office at 818-7922.
Walter Allen serves as the show's director of The Little Mermaid at the Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts. Walter, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Bob, for having me.
Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.